13.25. September corn is 355.75, down 1.25. December 365.25, down 1.75. August soybeans 12.17, down 7.5. September 10.81, down 18.75. November 10.63.5, down 18.5. August soybean meal 386.80, down $4.50. August soybean oil 35.61, down 50. August live cattle 156.47.5, down 145. August feeders 219.22.5, down 145. And August lean hogs are 118.25, and they are up 22.5. In just a moment, I'll be back with a look at the futures market with Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
If you wanted to see some sort of pop in the corn or soybean markets, and you have got to be a little bit disappointed at how the week is ending.
Well, correct. It's kind of supportive there on Monday. Then the rest of the week here, we just kind of slowly, today's a little bit more aggressive, but drifted lower to the downside with the corn and bean market testing some lows in through here, whereas the wheat, though, we're in a position here to try to record some type of weekly price reversal to the upside. Back to, you know, who's doing what and so forth, it appears that we're seeing some unwinding of some spread activity that we've seen all along this winter, where they bought beans, sold wheat, and I've seen that position come to an end here.
I get an idea that the trade will be watching like a hawk, and they usually do with the weather anyway, but watching very closely this August 5th and beyond event, and with the ideas that if it verifies, as all the talk suggests, with a pretty good soaking across the corn belt, that the corn crop will be made.
Well, that's the attitude or the trend here. We've got a, you know, fairly large crop and, you know, somewhat of a favorable condition. However, there's some areas where expectations really have come to reality. You know, there's dreams and hope of, 270, 280, 290 bushel and actual yield surveys, still have time to go, or not quite that high. So, we'll see what some of these crop tours, pump out in through here. It's gonna be a big crop, don't get me wrong, and it's gonna find a home. But, we might have, priced in a large crop. Now it's gonna be the function of the demand to come forward.
And I guess you would have to say that demand has not been stellar. It's been decent in ethanol. The livestock, we all know the trials and tribulations of bringing back the cattle crop after the droughts that we've sustained over recent years. And the export market, it's beginning to perk up a little bit, but it has a long way to go yet, it would seem to me.
Well, we got to break it down into different crops. It's totally different stories according to which crop one looks at. Beans, we've got a record amount of export sales on the books going into this new crop year. The market got excited earlier this week with the idea that the market needs to digest the fact that the demand is for real. It's there, unless we see some cancellations down the road. It's the function of the market now to make sure we have a big production number to fulfill that big demand base projection that we have going into this new crop year. So beans are still somewhat optimistic on that aspect, but you know, it's not going to shoot beans higher by all means. We're just going to have plenty of beans left over this coming crop year, and then too we'll focus on the southern hemisphere. Then, as you mentioned there, probably more is the corn side of the equation. And the thing about the corn is the world market does not want our corn to the aggressive pace that we've seen in the past in through here. So corn's got a little tougher chore in through here to prove that the world wants our corn.
Is it because of world coarse grain supplies being so high, or is it because of things like our spat with China over GMO corn and DDGs, or you tell me?
Well, it's first observation. We've got ample supplies of coarse grains around. China's looking at record corn production. For years, they bought or shipped over GDGs under the radar. And it seems like, well, all of a sudden the spotlight shined on that, so they kind of shied away from that. But the thing is, they don't want it, they don't need it at the present time. And so that's kind of backing things up. When they go to that degree, it just tells us that this corn, whether it's corn in general or DDGs, is just not going to happen here for a while. So we got to kind of sit tight through here and hopefully keep this ethanol demand high, and also look long term here in the U.S. where feed use, you know, should start to perk up here as we move 2 or 3 years down the road.
I don't want to cause too much alarm, but it's probably not too soon to begin to think about prospects for the 15-16 crop, given where we are today. And I don't see a silver lining just yet.
Well, it's kind of hard to be bullish down the road price-wise with this carry-out estimate we're looking at this year being rolled into next year. You know, you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, we're going to have a smaller supply developed somewhere to give the market reasons to go higher. So there's a lot of curiosity or interest in protecting or doing some marketing in that 2015 kind of protect your downside, because basically the market kind of telling us to think it's a soft through 15 and maybe start to turn this price scenario around the other way as we get into 17-18.
How much more downside in your mindset is there? How much is on the table potentially to risk and corn and beans between now and harvest if a producer were to do nothing but just sort of be long and waiting?
Well, that's a good question. Some of the cash guys we talk to, I mean, the cash guys that are in charge of the cash guys kind of feel that these futures down around this 325, 330 area would be an excellent buy. That would put cash corn, below $2 or $3 down that two in front of it, and I think you'll shut off selling, and like demand will come forward there. As far as the beans go, there's some ideas. You know, we could slip down to this 950 level basis November futures, but we've got to remember Asia still has 72 million metric tons of beans they need to be buying. They're either going to buy it from us or the southern hemisphere. So the function of the market is to go lower in through here and stimulate some demand. But the thing is producers may sock this stuff away this fall if they can. It's going to be awful hard to get a substantial rally unless we see some growing concerns in the southern hemisphere.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. September corn, 355 1/4, down 1 3/4. November soybeans are 1061 3/4, down 20 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.